1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, the storm being blamed for at least six deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas. More than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News. York. A new fallout from the immigration uproar in Springfield, Ohio. ABC News learning city officials have refused to take a call from Senator J.D. Vance after the Republican vice presidential candidate spread unfounded claims about Haitian migrants eating residents' cats and dogs. A legal battle looming over who owns the baseball from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 home run. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimberg.
In the moments after that hit, frantic fans dove across their seats to score the souvenir ball, with Chris Bielanski seemingly taking the prize. But now Max Matus is claiming Bielanski forcibly ripped the ball out of his hand and that it legally belongs to him. Bielanski is already set to auction off the ball. A judge ruled yesterday the auction can move ahead, but they can't finalize the sale until after Matus gets the chance to make his case.
The New York Yankees winning the American League East for the 21st time in franchise history. Apart from Helene, weather in the rest of the U.S. mostly clear, in the southwest record heat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. that's going to have to, we're going to have to hit the pause button for about a 3-hour window on Sunday and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, 79 our high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 77. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's our final shot for you this morning to go for the green or gold. Green meaning cash, gold meaning jewelry, and of course a chance to win a trip to Green Bay to see Green Bay play in Green Bay on December 23rd. Here's this hour's keyword, and here's John Mino.
Yes. Once again, it's time for the Go for the Green Text to Win contest on WGBW and WISS. Your chance to win cash or jewelry and to qualify for the grand prize. A pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans in Green Bay on December 23rd.
Yes. This hour's keyword is civic.
Yes.
Yes, it is. C-I-V-I-C. That's civic. Download the Civic Media app, find our stations, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send in the keyword at your chance to win the state this statewide contest.
All right, once again, the hour keyword is civic. You've got till 8 o'clock to text that in. It's your last shot to win with us on Mino and the Mayor. Your next chance to play is coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Jane and Greg on Matt and Air on Air. Good luck. That word again, civic. You've got till 8 o'clock to text it in.
So we're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. And Mark, I was bragging this morning. I had my big physical yesterday. I'm down 10 pounds from last time I had a physical, which was 6 months ago. So I'm only a pound away from not being dangerously obese. Isn't that weird when they have that on the thing? Dangerously obese.
Yeah, it's a
high risk.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You know, it's, I think it's a wake-up call when everyone's, you know, it's, it probably is a wake-up call when you see it, but.
What percent of this country is living in that category?
Correct. You know, I mean. But it's, you know, we talk about what's the easy diet. We've talked about on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's probably our problem here in America is a lot of fast food. A lot of the fast foods are almost on every corner.
Yeah.
We get it. People own these businesses, but there's so much easy and it's quick. It's late at night. You need to come home. It's getting darker out and I don't want to go home and cook.
By the way, I kept my streak together last week, but it wasn't easy. I'm having a hot dog at every game I go to because the concession stand was so crazy with kids and everything that Katie went down and got me one.
You know, that's funny you talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that Bayport-Kimberly game.
Yeah.
I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I came up and did, made sure stuff was done with you guys
early.
And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go stand in the concession line. And it was so packed.
So packed.
I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
You got to grab them real early at some of these big games or forget about it.
So I grabbed a water. I had a water in my truck and... that's all I had.
Yeah, but there's something about a high school game and a hot dog that I got to have it.
It's the same. I used to say the same thing about going to a basketball game and eating popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I realized, man, you realize how much salt. And sometimes those nights, when you're covering games at 5:30, you have another game at 7:45, you have, I'll have halftime, the varsity game, I'll have another bag of popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question. Yeah,
adds up.
Couple things with that. One is you could go in the side door where the staff comes in.
No.
If there's long lines, hey, look, you know, I'm with the press. They'll respect that.
Don't you know who I am? No.
No, I'm not saying that, but.
I'm the mayor. No, I used to be mayor here. I was mayor.
That's not what I think.
I might run again. You don't know that. I'll shut you down. I will shut you. I'll have the health inspector over here.
Like
I'm
Trump.
Shutting this down.
Like Trump. Revenge election. Or what you should do is just tell them. 15 minutes before the game, I just need to have an order ready for me so I can pick up.
Ain't going
to
do it.
for you guys?
That's prima donna-ish. It really, Todd, give us, you're the voice of reason here.
I would not do that.
Thank you.
Neither would I.
That's why John just goes when it's at 5:30 and he gets his hot dog. And...
Wow. Yeah.
See, but you know, the hot dog's not the problem at 5:30. It's like a dinner.
Yeah.
The problem is sometimes it's 9, 9:30, 10. Now you come home and you have cold beverage and then you have a slice of pizza, or you do a whole pizza and you end up eating the whole thing.
That actually was my go-to for a lot of years. Get home real quick and watch the other highlights and have a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can still do that. Did you see at Costco, they had their sales? The cauliflower pizza is on sale.
Have you tried it?
Why make it? Yeah,
how
I
is
love
it.
It's
so
great.
That's, you use the crust, cauliflower.
Yeah.
Huh.
You can order that in a restaurant.
Really? I've never seen it in a restaurant. Bring me in a piece. I'd like to try it. Right. Todd, you ever have it? Cauliflower pizza?
No. No.
I don't believe you make it.
No, I've never had one.
Okay. I just text Donna about leafing. I didn't text her about cauliflower. It's cauliflower and cheese. And yeah, you make the crust. It's out of cauliflower. We can order that in a restaurant. All right. Very popular.
Mark, what do they give kids before games these days? Because like I said, they used to tell us to eat poached eggs all the time. What's their? Because the NFL was notorious for giving steaks and T-bone steaks and things like that. And then they found out later.
It's the same thing. Last night I was covering a middle school cross country meet. You know, it was a little warmer, and it's the same thing. It's not about eating like at 4:35. It's like, what are you eating at lunch that day? What'd you eat for breakfast? What'd you have the day before? You know, we're like. Tonight's not going to be too bad, but hydrating. You know, are you doing it 2 or 3 days in advance when you know it's going to be 85 degrees? Like last week, I think it was warm.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and it's like I let our staff know, hey, check in with your kids. It's Monday. Make sure they're hydrating for Thursday night's game.
That's a good point. It's not so much the pregame meal. It's everything leading up to it, huh?
I mean, you can really mess with your body if you start taking the junk or don't eat. You know, that's another thing. If you don't eat breakfast, you don't have lunch, and then you're wondering why they're cramping up or why they're not performing as well. Well, they need that engine is, there's nothing there.
That's a great point.
That is, to get ready 2-3 days, because everybody's like, what's your pregame meal?
Right.
What's your pre-run meal?
It's not a one meal. No. This is what you got to have. So kind of going back, but are we telling kids to go and have big steaks and all that stuff? No. I mean, it's just, you know, we talk about, we have our bell and run, and yes, we do put on a great spaghetti dinner.
Yeah. They do.
But you know what? It's not just about just that. The night before,
right?
It's what are you doing on that, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, there always used to be the thing that you never hear anymore is carbo loading.
Yeah,
remember carbo loading?
Yeah,
that said the marathoners eat pancakes and spaghetti and stuff the night before. Is that true?
Oh,
well, that's spaghetti.
It used to be, but I'll tell you a story. Is in Randy Van Stratton knows this is some of these runners that we used to have come in from like Kenya. Holy cow! Afterwards,
oh yeah.
You better make sure you count your fingers, because some of those guys who weighed 125 pounds,
if that,
but they may barely be 100, but you know what? They'll take down a large ribeye, and it's gone in 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They it's not like they're not eating the meats and stuff. I mean, but now the day before the race, it's a lot of chicken. It's veggies. Mm-hmm. They are watching what they eat, but after the race. Some of them, not a lot. Some will have a cold, you know, beer.
We were talking earlier this morning about the all-meat diet, the carnivore diet, just an all-meat. And if you go off it, you're going to put your weight back on, but that's not the way they sell it. It's your new lifestyle.
But it's going to be a total commitment.
It is really a commitment. And I'll tell you, I think that's easier for us in the Midwest to adopt to that than somebody who maybe grew up on one of the coasts and they were more into this whatever, all these vegetables and fruits. What do you think?
Vegetables and fruit. Well, West Coast people and their vegetables and their fruit.
I'm guessing Jim didn't live on the East or West Coast. Or Midwestern.
But they have the pictures of what you can eat, and it's really different to see a big red X over broccoli. You know what I mean? Over fruit. A big red X, it's like, wow. I look at that, and I'm like, I could do that. So
I've tried it.
I hate it.
And it's okay, like Mark just brought in some bagels. I had to grab a bagel right away.
Oh, those are great bagels.
Put some cream cheese on
it.
Let's
give a shot.
I loved it so much.
Oh, big apple bagel.
Big apple bagel. Oh, God, are those
good. So what I'm saying is,
the gals on Oneida Street are awesome.
Yes.
If you're going to go, if you're going to do that, man, I don't know if you got the willpower.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No, not at my age.
I think we're both kind of, there are certain things we just, if they're within reach.
Here's the problem with, you know, my mindset is, like, I think I've worked hard to get where I am, and I'm just not going to listen to rules like maybe I should.
Yeah, because you seem like a rule follower out of your whole life.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what you I'm just saying, it's hard to be disciplined
before
at our age.
Before it even opens, go in the side door. Where they're just setting up, just go in the side door and say, hey, I need a hot dog. I need it now.
They won't
I'm
mind.
Working tonight. Do you know who I am? Because I need it. I'll rip you on the air, I swear. I want two hot dogs, and I want some, you got the cheese curds, give me some of those cheese curds, and a Diet Coke.
I would tip them. Heavily. I would. It would be $9. I'd give him a 20 and say, just keep it.
Sir, you're supposed to just order.
I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. I'm trying to help you out. All right. Forget it. No more suggestions.
Okay. No, that was a good one. Good one, Mark. So, Mark, who do you guys got tonight? Which games you at?
I'm not here.
Yeah, I know
you guys,
not,
you guys are over at West Appear.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be, that's going to be a great game. You know, it's. Always has.
Oh,
been,
absolutely!
But it's a
great crowd.
Great crowd. Great energy with the Green Bay Packers coming in. We've got a lot of stuff going on there that night. So I think it's going to be a fantastic.
Any
night.
Idea which Packers are coming?
I don't. Don't know. Didn't hear. It's always fun to see the crowd. And
last year we had that Anders Carlson, the kicker.
Yep.
And the punter, and I think the long snapper.
Yeah, wasn't it?
I think that's
maybe.
Who we had. The three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nixon. Wasn't Nixon out there?
No. Not with that. We were in like Pulaski or
something. Yeah, no, you're at you were at Pulaski.
Yeah. Was Nixon there? Oh, maybe he was. Okay. They don't all come up to the box, up to the booth. You know, some of them just do their thing in the sidelines and throw footballs and things like that. But yeah, it's Packers against Cancer Night tonight, right?
Yep.
For us.
Yep. Yep.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, great opportunity on a Friday. And it's gonna be a beautiful night. This is get out there. I mean, it's cheering these guys. It doesn't matter. It does if you're in West Appear tonight or if you're in any other small town.
The atmosphere is so great.
It's going to be a beautiful night. Probably be 65 degrees, 70 degrees by game time. But bring a sweater or bring a light jacket, and you're going to be fine.
Nothing better. Nothing better than high school football this time of year.
I agree. Yeah.
And how about the game Sunday? You going to that?
Nope. Gone for the weekend, but we'll be heading back. It's going to be is that a noon game?
Yeah, and that's a – I mean, that's like a 9:30 tailgate game. I mean, the weather's going to be great. I think there's a lot of energy. You know, the Vikings. I'm going to go tailgate and then just go home and watch the games.
Just a couple weeks ago, brought up my son. Right. I've never run up for a tailgate. I have a buddy that tailgates, so brought him up. And I tell you what, if you can do that, it's not a bad. I mean, we missed the first. We had to drive back to Appleton, so it was. You know, we missed the first quarter. But
thank
six
you.
Minutes.
He's giving me so much crap that I've never tailgated. But
you're
the same as me. You're always working.
40 years. And he's never tailgated. Kevin Van Ness, their band plays, the Packer band, and we always tailgate like in that neck of the woods, and the drum line that they bring out.
Yeah.
That is just a fun event. And then I walk up that stadium, it's called Armed Forces Drive now, but that's where the Pope is. The
People wave. They bow at me.
Is it
Mr.
John?
Mr. Mayor.
No, that's a fun place to tailgate.
We love you, Mr. Mayor.
That's not that at all.
You're looking good just on your animal diet. Mr. Mayor, don't have to wait at the concession stand. Just go to the side door.
I don't.
Just go right in. It's okay. Can you stick around, Mark?
Yes.
Quick breath.
Please.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com. Guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation, SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's the trivia craze, that's, I don't know, across the country. It's the worst game show in history.
All right, once again,
your host of the worst game show in history, former mayor of Green Bay, 16 years. He's got the license plate to prove it. Jim Schmidt.
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does. What, did
you pick on Jim Day?
No, we love you, Jim.
Yeah, you got your salmon shirt on today.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I guess we got plenty of... Man, I was getting ready for the winter clothes, you know, like change of season clothes. Boy, do I got a lot of stuff that same Ash Schmidt on.
Oh, I believe it.
I got to get rid of some of that.
So let's do this. Let's get two texters right now.
Okay.
One will play with Mino. One will play with Mark Hewson.
Okay.
And whoever wins, they'll get a pair of tickets to this weekend's Oktoberfest at the Auto Gallery Museum in Green Bay.
Which is a cool event just down here at the Automobile Gallery. It's German. You know, they did that Italian thing, which was awesome, right? Yeah. All those Italian cars they had in. They got a bunch of unbelievable German cars in there, plus German food, German beer. That's going to be a fun event. From 2
German
to 6
cake.
On Saturday.
And did you hear about that? Did you hear that?
Did you hear that German cake? Do you think
so you would
German...
assume the guy is German, right?
You assume.
Oh, man. We're going to dig a little deeper on that one. He may have been a fraud, and we discovered it.
But you're Polish, too, right?
Yeah.
Is there any Polish people with the last name Poland or anything? Or
no, it's, just, it? It's no? all the ski. No.
Why is that? What does that mean?
What does ski
like
mean?
Grabowski. Like Grabowski. What does the ski part mean?
Like scan, right? Like pack scan. I don't know what that means. I got to look into that.
It must mean something. Because don't, you know, like in English, a lot of those old words, it really has to do with something that the guy did as a trade or whatever like that. But you don't know yours, huh?
I don't. Okay. Schmidt was more like Smith, blacksmith, that kind of
stuff.
That's what I mean. Right.
But why is there the ski in at the end of all the Polish names?
So I looked it up just really briefly.
Yeah.
Affiliation with something.
Yeah.
So the first part of the name would be your affiliation to that thing, and ski means you're affiliated with it or the origin of where you lived or possessions that you own.
Okay.
So Polanski might mean one thing.
But Minoski would be... Does the ski mean you're from that neck of the woods?
It could be an affiliation with something, origin, or possession of something.
Huh.
So like Skippy Linesky?
Correct. Skippy Linesky.
Who is Skippy Linesky?
I don't get it.
Skip in line at the...
Oh! Man. Oh, Mark's on top.
7:23.
Wow.
Mark's way ahead of us.
We had a question asking if Jim's going to wear his lederhosen this weekend to Oktoberfest.
You know, I got to tell you, this is weird. You got that little pouch in your Lederhaus.
No.
Lederhaus.
But listen.
It's in my house. Yeah, that's my junk.
So I bought some like biker
that's your
shorts.
What?
Okay.
You just said that's my junk.
I just said it's in my house.
Is that your junk
truck? Okay, just, yeah, that's what it is. That's in my junk truck. Okay, what do you, okay.
Huh? Okay. So I bought those biker shorts because I was chafing really bad.
Yes.
Remember when I was a biker?
I do.
And, they've got a pouch in them. What's that for, Mark?
Well, it's for...
John, I'm going to let you investigate that one.
I'm serious. Isn't that weird?
There are a couple of things.
Okay.
It could be for you. It could be for a cup.
right? Maybe cup in there, depending on if they're really biker shorts or if they're just athletic shorts.
Oh, wait, let me just say this. I need a bigger pouch.
Oh. And it could also be for that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not big enough for that. I'm just being honest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To hold the cup in. Because we used to have that in our softball uniforms. Oh, man. In our baseball uniforms.
And you think trivia's bad?
No, I just wonder why would that. I thought, Mark, you being the athlete, you would know why there's a pouch in biker shorts. Is it to carry a watch?
Are they really biker shorts? In front, though?
Yeah. Where's the inside? Pouch?
Yes.
It's not to carry a watch inside, that's for
well,
sure.
What is it to carry, I wonder?
I was just going to say, if the pouch is on the side, is that like the females, or, you know, you see it with iPhones and stuff.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Maybe it's for the iPhone. Maybe, I mean.
Yeah, John, do you know where this pouch is how to wear them?
You know what? I was going to wear them today. Next time I wear them, I will prove this to you.
Okay, is that great. Is that the only pouch in the shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know, that cell phone thing.
Yeah, I wonder if that's it.
In the crotch, though?
Yeah, I know, that's just weird.
I don't believe that. I thought it was in the leg. Take a picture if you want.
I don't.
2 seconds.
If your phone accidentally took a picture while it was in there, it opened up and you did a video call.
Yeah, that would that wouldn't be so good.
Mine own ski.
All right, let's have some terrible trivia, Jim.
All right.
Here we go. We're running out of time here.
I know, thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Rick is playing with John, and Janet is playing with...
Okay, Rick, here we go.
And do they ring a bell then? Is it between these two guys, or how does this work?
We'll just take the first one.
Yep. Okay, all right. How many numbers are on a dartboard?
18.
36.
How many?
20.
Oh.
All right. Okay, that was fun. Let's try this. NASCAR. This is an easy one. We got to get this game going. What driver has combined?
Us.
Okay. What driver has 200 wins?
Dale Earnhardt.
Jeff Gordon. Who is it?
Richard Petty. Okay. We got to make this. Okay. Here's one. No, you're not going to get that.
It's like Carson sometimes go through. Nah, nah, nah.
That is kind of what's happening here.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Here you go.
Yeah.
Especially for you, Mark. All right. Who was the first and only female to play an NHL game?
Oh. Renee somebody. Renee somebody. I remember her.
That's her last name.
Yes. Something okay. Renee.
Yeah. Should we give it to him?
Sure.
Yeah. If you want to.
Okay. It's okay. Manon Renee.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
So I'll give you that one.
R-E-U-M-U or something. It's now
okay. Here we go. Wow. Okay. Boy, this is fun. Okay, this one you guys should know.
Or the listener's end.
Yeah. So, figure skating. Let's do that.
Okay.
How long
We're both
is the
big
free...
on figure skating.
Well, no, but how long is the free skate in women's figure skating? My kid did that.
3 minutes.
2 minutes.
It's four.
So close.
Okay, so much fun. Okay, here we go. This is good, Grandpa. Right. What kind of fish are Dory and Marlin in Finding Nemo?
Striper.
Puffer fish.
A blue tang and a clown.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Good question.
And one more question this morning.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is easy.
Okay.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Four.
Seven.
Mark's right.
Yes.
Seven?
All right.
So it's a tie. We got to have one more. We have less than a minute.
Hurry up. Hang in there, Rick.
Name them.
Who?
The colors in the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv.
What?
No, name the colors of the...
Yeah, Roy
seven.
G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, and...
Green.
Wow, I never heard this.
That's cool.
Wow, I just learned
something.
He wins. Mark,
congratulations. Congratulations, Janet.
What did you say?
The tickets.
Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
I've never heard that.
Did you learn that in school? Or was that your mom? Or who taught you that?
School.
We never learned that.
You think I went to school?
He's pissed. Jim's pissed because he didn't learn the colors of the rainbow.
I don't remember
Damn,
that.
Damn, you're not calling. Rick Beck, Teddy Stefaniak, Randy Wright, Dennis and the Glam Band.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Boy, the warm, dry weather we've enjoyed in Wisconsin has really helped Wisconsin farmers not only move ahead in the harvest, but save a little money. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. They haven't had to spend a lot of money drying this crop down. Details on the way.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Chris Lytle is the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. She said, well, she's happy that farmers haven't needed a lot of propane to dry the crop down yet. She says Wisconsin weather will be changing, and they're ready to respond.
We're excited to get behind the bobtail again and start moving some propane. Like you said, October 1st is a traditional beginning of propane season, and it begins with the harvest. Last winter, as you know, we kind of refer to it as the winter that wasn't, because we had some spring weather very early in the season, February, and didn't have much snowfall, so our demand was low. So our supply is high, and we're excited to have a frigid season to start moving some propane gallons.
Chris Lytle, executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. She says agriculture is their number two customer in the state, using propane to dry down grain, keep livestock warm, and also kill pests and weeds in the field.
Dairy farmers of Wisconsin are building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and October 3rd at 1:30 p.m. at booth 3403 in the exhibition hall. To learn more about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, visit wisconsindairy.org.
World Dairy Expo is excited to celebrate the golden age of dairying. This year, experience how technology has helped usher in a new age of dairy. Events start September 28th and end October 4th with the naming of Supreme Champion. Visit worlddairyexpo.com.
And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed its first case of Eastern equine encephalitis. A 2-year-old unvaccinated gelding in Marathon County tested positive. It's the first case this year of Eastern equine encephalitis. In fact, the Department of Agriculture hasn't had a case since 2021. Now they're encouraging all horse owners to talk to your veterinarian about vaccinations for your horses for both Eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile virus. These are brought about by mosquitoes carrying the viruses from infected birds. Again, talk to your veterinarian about protection. There's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, 79 our high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, 77. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long, 1590 AM.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, we talked so many times about Pella Windows and Doors and what they have to offer. And we have Ben and Deanna Malcor on here from Bay Area Realty. They talk about the front door, how huge that is nowadays. And that's why saying it with color is one of the things Pella does. Right now, they said black is the most popular color. But the possibilities are absolutely endless thanks to their custom colors. And they just say it with class. Premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months. No money down. Offer ends on the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today.
That front door thing is cool because people all want curb appeal. Oh, we got to do something to the house. Paint your whole house. That's a pain. And I don't know, new roofs you don't put on until you need it. But those front doors, my parents had a greenhouse. And they're looking, you know, different color doors. They went with a blue door. And it looks awesome. It stands out. It's not like, it just really fits because they live on the water. So it just kind of was a tie-in to the whole, you know, Lake Michigan.
Who's that? Who has this?
My parents when they lived in Two Rivers.
You grew up on the beach?
No, my parents after we had, we had a million kids. They sold their house and they moved out.
Okay, I didn't know that. I thought maybe you had a big place on the water. And then you had a, you know,
they
a
might have.
Boat.
No, we didn't.
All right. Teddy.
35.
Teddy.
Merck, 50. Anyway.
Teddy. Good morning, Teddy.
Hi, Teddy. Hi, anyway, Teddy. I was just preaching doors because I think that can really add to your house. And I went to tell a story and then John took it in a different direction. But anyway, a nice entry door on a nice home really adds a lot. That was my point, John.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And Teddy, do you have a good door in your house?
I do.
Excellent.
All right.
I just had a new one put in this year.
Very nice.
Black?
No, a dark brown.
Okay, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Second most popular.
Yeah, absolutely. Teddy Stefaniak joining us. We've got Mark Houston here from Bell and Sports Medicine. We got a big showdown tonight in the city of, okay, is it the city of West De Pere or is it, you know what I mean? Is there such a thing as the city of West De Pere?
They wish it was, but it's,
okay, it's not.
It's just,
but we don't all they have it. Their own mayor or something?
No.
They have their own some own school system or
yes.
something?
Yes.
Okay. But
That's where I think it comes from.
Right.
The same thing. I get corrected all the time. I still say East De Pere. I lived in Alloway and I used to say East De Pere and West De Pere.
Yeah. That's because of the schools. But it is one municipality.
Correct.
Okay. 22,000 people, I think.
Because Ted and I have got it wrong and we've had some people say we got it wrong. When we say we're in Suamico at Bayport, where it would have, Ted, we're still not sure. It's like a crop. The difference is like the road right there.
Right.
I think we are in Suamico.
You are.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Howard's on the south side
of that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go. Well, either way, we're going to be at.
But
West
they're all
Pier
call
High
themselves
School.
Green Bay.
Yeah, I would say their address out there is Green Bay.
That's why that guy built that hotel. He's like, you go on the website, Green Bay Hotels. He's on there. And they have.
Even though it's in Howard?
Suamico. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. Suamico, there's six municipalities, you know, that municipal identity theft. There's six municipalities that use the Green Bay name. And
did not know that.
Yeah, Howard, Eschwabadon,
and you don't
Bellevue.
Like that. You have a problem with that, I can tell.
You think?
It's not even a question.
This comes up every time.
Yeah.
Would you like to ask Ted about walking up early? To the concession?
Oh, hey, Ted. Ted, I got a solution for you. Johnny has been complaining. How long have we been on the air? 14, 15, 16 months. And he complains about waiting at the concession stand. And, you know, he's John Mino and you know, not only full of himself, but a lot of people know him. So I said, Johnny, this is what you should do when you get there. And there's this line and he doesn't have 15, 20 minutes to wait for a hot dog. Go in the side door and just say, hey, look, could you guys get me a hot dog? And tip him. Handsomely.
Ted?
Well, that's why they have security there.
Good point.
All right.
John has to wait like the rest of us.
Yes. But it was so crazy last week with all those kids there, you couldn't get near it.
And I didn't want him to pass out. I was kind of looking because that was his first time in like, 30-some years of missing a hot dog.
Yeah. So thank God Katie took care of me.
How about a pre-order where you call the lady in charge and say, look, I'm going to be there at 6:45 and I just want two hot dogs, couple fries. And she's going to say, yeah, it's going to be $11. We'll have it set aside for you. And then you give her a 20 and say thanks.
Give her a 20?
Yeah.
And with no change?
Right.
So a $9 tip or whatever,
$10
tip?
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy, would you do that for me?
John's going to have runners at these games. He's going to run things up to the box now, yeah?
That's the solution. Have a kid do it for you.
Maybe. Okay.
You got to throw him another 10, though.
Right.
Oh, man.
That hot dog got it real expensive.
Get a runner. That's the best solution, because it doesn't look like you're, you know, doing anything, you know, for yourself, and it's fair, and tip the kid. I would get a runner.
All right.
That's a great idea.
Teddy, how you doing?
I'm okay.
All right.
I'm okay.
How's our game look tonight? Beautiful weather.
Yeah, another beautiful night. We've really been blessed with a great season, weather-wise, but yeah, another nice one tonight in West De Pere, hosting De Pere. A couple of teams that are undefeated in conference play, 3-0. They're both 4-1, and I think we're going to see something special tonight with that West De Pere passing game, John.
Yeah, young Mr. Grayson, huh?
He looks to be the real deal. Second in the state in passing yards and touchdowns so far through the first 5 weeks of the season. So, you know, I was working through the stats last night, and usually when you see a team stat of 300 yards per game in high school, what are you thinking? I mean, you're thinking rushing yards, right?
Right.
We've seen some great running teams in the area. And I wrote it, okay, 300 yards rushing, and I took a closer look. I'm like, wait a minute, that is not rushing. That is 300 yards passing per game for a high school team.
I've never seen it around here.
See that very often, John.
No, I don't think we ever have, Ted. I don't think we've ever seen that prolific of a stat in high school at this point in the season. Ever.
Yeah. Well, I actually took a look back at, you know, the great Jay Tollefson-led teams for West De Pere.
Right.
And remember, they won a couple of state titles, and I went back to, I think, 2010, and I was looking at Jay's stats just to see how he compared to Patrick Grayson. And I think Jay had about 1,400 yards passing that season, that state championship season. Grayson's at 1,400 yards already this season.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So does he have one great receiver, or they done a good job developing?
They actually have a couple of guys that they can go to. Two go-to guys, and then some other guys that contribute as well.
Wow.
So this is going to be a little different, and certainly, I mean, they've had great quarterbacks over the years, no doubt. Take nothing away from
this
year, but when you see these kind of stats, you know, it's certainly one to make sure you get out and take a look at this young man.
And how tall is he, Ted? About 6'2"?
I think so. That's pretty tall, too.
He's got to be at least 6'3", don't you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But, we always figured this kid was going to be groomed to be an outstanding high school quarterback, and I guess he just loves the game and jumps right into it. And,
awesome.
This is something special we're going to see tonight.
What year?
Yeah, looking forward to it. And De Pere is, don't forget about De Pere. I think, you know, this is one of the great stories this year. I think a lot of people were kind of looking past what De Pere was bringing to the table this year, but here they are, 4-1, 3-0. They've got a great running back. They've got a very good quarterback as well. They're playing really well. They've got one of the best defensive backs in the state. I believe he's second in the state in interception. So that's going to be a fun matchup to watch those two go after each other tonight.
Outstanding. And again, the weather won't be, because last year we did the game at West De Pere. It rained so hard. It was miserable. Remember that?
Yeah.
And
I think you're thinking 2 years ago.
No, that was last year.
No, that was last year's Bayport.
Yeah, Bayport and
West De Pere.
And West De Pere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah,
we did a game West De Pere at the Pier a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the only high school game I've ever done where I thought they should like take a break, delay it. I know they do it with lightning, but that rain was so coming down so hard that night, they couldn't do anything, right, Ted, in that game?
Yeah. That was a rough one.
That was tough.
That was a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm taking the over.
Oh my God.
Was it quarterbacks?
We don't have two point great spreads in high school.
No.
Nope, we don't.
We got to teach these kids. That's an educational process.
Okay.
All right.
No.
They'll have fun.
Yeah. Teddy, since you're involved with the Packers, are you allowed to talk point spreads and things like that or no?
I am not.
You am not.
I'm not even allowed to walk into one of those buildings where they have on-site gambling.
Yep. Really?
Do you want to tell them the license plate we saw yesterday?
A Packers one.
and it was there like that. GB, you know, they have the
GBP.
Yeah. Somebody was at the casino. Could have been his wife or the spouse.
Yeah. Well,
something.
I got. Hey, you know what? I got Randy Wright coming on in a few minutes, Ted. So I'll tell this story. He knows it, but I know I've told this story before. But when the casinos first opened in the UP, there was like one that opened. Okay, and it was on a tribal land, so they're they're fight against the whatever. We're gonna do this one up around Berriga, Michigan, and Randy Wright and I were both wanted to go play some blackjack, and it's like let's go. So we go up there. We stay at my sister's house. Me and Randy. He was a starting quarterback for the Packers. And we go to the casino. We're both wearing big sunglasses and hats. Okay? So we're out there. We're playing. Nobody's bothering us. We're leaving. The guy goes, hey, Randy and John, thank you so much for being here. A lot of people wanted your autographs, but we told them to leave you guys alone.
Well, found out anyway.
He didn't fool anybody. But yeah, it's funny though. The NFL used to be so unbelievable. I mean, where they weren't even allowed to play fantasy football if you worked for the team in any way. And now
I don't think you are.
Oh, still you can't?
I think if you're associated with the team, I don't think you can.
Oh, okay.
But it's funny because I think you were kind of going down that. But they're sponsored by
Oh
my God.
All kinds FanDuel. It's all over. It's on their stadium and I don't think players. Or if you're associated with a team, you can't even do fantasy.
Wow. Well, Teddy.
There's a lot of different rules. I just did my certificate because I have to go through a class. I have to be certified to go through all the gambling rules and everything just to be a cameraman at the game. So, they do a lot of training and keep a close eye on that for sure.
Really? Even as a cameraman, you can't bet?
I'm not supposed to.
Well, you know, another thing, though, Ted.
I really like my job on game day.
Yeah, we got to be careful with him here.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's a good rule. That should be that way.
I mentioned that to Jim yesterday. I said, because, I used to help fill in for the Herd games. And the questionnaire and the thing you get from them now, huh, Ted? Is mind-boggling about your background and of gambling.
John just didn't fill it out.
I didn't.
I'm not going to announce that game.
He gave it to Jim and said, can you fill this out?
I wouldn't pass that one.
But the NBA and their affiliates are crazy about that, huh, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned the Herd, and John, I texted you last
Yeah, go night. Ahead and talk about it. I mentioned it to Jim this morning. Really, really sad news.
Yeah.
We really lost a good friend last night. Joe Wolf passed away. At 59, he was one of my broadcast partners for the Herd. Of course, terrific high school basketball player, as you know, John, and terrific NBA career, but coaching around the world. And had been the coach, had just signed up to be an assistant coach with the Wisconsin Herd for the second straight year, and unexpectedly passed away at 59 yesterday. So
terrible. When I first came to Green Bay, he was the biggest name in high school basketball in Wisconsin. Kohler, small school state championships and everything, goes to North Carolina, plays in those unbelievable teams with Michael Jordan and Dean Smith and James Worthy and on and on and on. But just a down to earth guy. Whenever I've met him, Ted, just a down to earth guy.
Oh, just such a nice guy. I mean, just a real nice guy, charitable, friendly, always took time. The fans wanted an autograph or a picture. We were just texting the other day about the upcoming season and then played golf about a month ago. And it's just a shock. It's just, we just lost a really, really good guy and, certainly a legend.
And it's a great guy. I remember I had lunch with a guy in Kohler who knew him and he said he moved back into like the house he grew up in Kohler.
Yeah, no, he wanted to go back to his neighborhood.
Yes.
And whenever we played golf and we would play in these scrambles, he would bring his old high school teammates.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's what I mean about down to earth,
Yep.
And this last tournament, I think he purchased a couple of foursomes for some nonprofits and then some other folks from his community. And people just loved him. And he loved Kohler. He loved his community. And, it's just...
Terrible.
It's just sorry. I'm still numb.
I know you are. I know. I feel bad for you, Teddy. Well, I'll see you tonight. Hang in there, my brother. All right.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the game tonight, 7 o'clock on WACY TV 32. John, looking forward to it. And you guys have a great day.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Right. Teddy was talking. One of our all-time great local basketball players, Joe Wolf, passed away last night. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Join the tour October 1st in Oshkosh at the Gibson Social Club. Music by Tom Castle and Traveling Suitcases.
A sinner tucked out in flowers, and scars and hats and bows.
Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and Our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of the tour is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Everybody, come together.
Effigies carved in stone, cast in bronze.
Enjoy great music and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at ManaquaBrewingCompany.com under the Tickets tab. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza, presented by Minocqua Brewing.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Special thanks to Teddy Stefaniak. We've got that big game tonight on TV 32. DePere visiting West DePere, and West DePere with that unbelievable passing attack. We've got Ashley McDermott coming up a little bit from the Heights Pub and Parlor. And we've got, is she here? Is Ashley here? And we've got Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, coming up at about 8:05 to talk about what's going on in the NFL these days. Then we got our music series with Dennis from the Glam Band, brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. And Melissa Chakar, the Melissa Chakar Trio, will be visiting us today. Todd, we got like big time setup musical equipment in here.
I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
Because it's the first time we're using it.
Right.
And there's going to be a lot of switchover. We got to move stuff around and all that.
So in a hurry?
You guys just stay out of my way.
Okay. I'm hearing Todd, that. Do you want me to practice right now?
I'm
here.
That.
If you want to go over to a mic, we can actually try it out.
But it looks big time, and this is real.
John, you could go up to a mic and do a little singing if you want.
I would do that. I would absolutely.
Then we're going to think the equipment's bad. Let's just, no. Let's wait for Chakar.
Well, anyway, Mark, and as Ted was saying, very sad story there with and unfortunately, you hear more and more of these type things that they're saying passed away of a heart attack, 59 years old. You know, another thing that we got to talk about a little bit is the Brett Favre thing the other day, where he said he's got Parkinson's, and I think he was really, really exaggerating when he said, "I may have had thousands of concussions." Come on,
I heard that comment, and you know, again, I'm not Brett Favre, but a thousand, really. But I think you know, it is awesome. I think in this world today, we also are okay with talking about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
That I have Parkinson's, I have cancer, I've got whatever. And how can you help others? Just because you have Parkinson's, it doesn't mean his life ends now today. Michael J. Fox,
absolutely.
Diagnosed, I believe, at age 29. So it's these kind of things of how can you, and with medications and different things, it helps out. We can get better with this.
Well, it's one of those things, though, too, where like even with Jim and I and Todd, we've decided that the Alzheimer's Foundation is going to be one of the ones that we really try to promote quite a bit, because there's so much new stuff coming out about that, you know, maybe we can make some kind of a difference. Maybe there's going to, you know, and like we're saying, God bless all the cancer events, but you know what I mean? It's such a drop of the bucket at times. But Alzheimer's, there's such exciting new products coming out.
To slow it down.
We don't have a cure, but
someday, who knows?
That'd be awesome. That's exactly right. It's not always about, hey, can you find the cure? I think everyone wants a quick fix it. Quick fix cure. Maybe it can't happen, but can you slow it down? Can you help someone that hey, you get that diagnosed and you can live another 20, 25 years.
The other thing we like about Alzheimer's, it's teaching us who don't have it yet, how to deal with people. And that's important because there's really not classes on how to deal with someone with cancer. And maybe there doesn't need to be, but there needs to be classes and education on how to deal with if your sister gets Alzheimer's.
Yes, well, and you're living with those people. You know?
Oh, that's tough. It's just, it's life is very different. So, Ashley, anyway, I'm glad we're doing that. We're going to support
that. Will
that
work,
John.
Todd? Will that mic work? Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Where's your big hat?
Well, I was running late this morning, so.
All right, fine. Ashley.
Well, now that looks so, that is so weird.
Height, pub, and parlor.
Oh, my God. I got to take
a
picture of this.
I think it's
she's
standing at a whole different
line. Okay, can you spell? Yeah, it looks like a spelling.
Yeah, it spell. S-P-E-L-L.
Close enough.
That's a cool polo shirt, your Heights polo shirt.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
All right, so what's going on at the Heights?
Ooh, well.
I love reading your message board. When I do my walks, I walk right past it, and you get, and the thing is, it almost encourages me, because it's like, if I walk a good hour today, I can eat some of this stuff.
Heck yeah,
and it
you
sounds
can.
So good. The, you have.
Sorry, I'd be going away from that because I want to go in and just end my walk.
I know, but that's my encouragement. That's my motivation.
It is good. So I don't remember if I said the last time, but we kind of like did a little update to our lunch and dinner menu.
Yep.
So now we have some like featured plates.
Okay.
So like for lunch, we've got the Monte Cristo.
Love them.
Yes. I think we've got, it's either lunch or dinner, we've got the pork belly Cuban.
Nice.
Very good.
I want to try the duck.
We don't have the duck anymore.
Oh, I thought you still had the duck.
No.
I missed out on having a duck.
We decided to change it up a little
bit. All right,
bit.
I've never had duck. Right.
Yeah.
Takes a long time, that's why.
Fine.
Yeah, it does. You're right. We talked about this.
It does. My dad would say, you guys can get what you want, but nobody ordered the duck.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It takes like 40 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, okay. I think we, you have to like, let it cook or
slow.
Yeah,
it's
just
like,
slow.
Yeah, it's like slow.
You
cook,
want to have
like,
it really
like
moist.
Or else it's gamey, right?
Yeah, I just
gamey and dry.
I don't know. They put that some oranges on it. I remember coming out with orange. I just whatever. I ordered it.
What else you got going on, Ashley?
Well, we've got we have our Arizona and our hoop tea for $3 right now. And
you have to order it that way.
Yeah, you do. You got to go,
or else it's $5.
Yeah,
so popular,
otherwise
right?
It's $5. White Claw's $4.50. Our happy hour changed just a little bit. We add a little bit more. So we've got the $4 draft beer, $4 rail mixers, and $3 bottle beer.
And what time is that?
Four. 2 to 6, Monday through Thursday.
And of all the people that come to your place, all your customers, who's the only one that buys the help a drink?
Ooh, that would be Mino.
Yeah. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Okay, here's my question. He buys the help a drink. How about buying me a drink?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm a little short this week, guys.
Weird.
That over-under didn't turn out for me.
A little short.
Oh, and we are open Sunday for the Packer-Vikings game. So if you're not going, or if you are, you want to head in, have a little drink, maybe some cheese curds.
What time are you opening? That's an early game.
We are opening at 11.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jim, it's tailgate?
Yeah,
and then you go there.
But
and
at 11,
yeah,
it's cutting
come
a little
after.
Close. After would be fun.
Yes, yes.
After,
actually, I might stop down and watch the game there.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, that'd be
fun. Would love that.
Okay.
And then you can buy everyone some drinks.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. He's like, a little short, remember.
A little short.
Wow. Ashley McDermott, Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsor of our musical segment that is coming up. Love that you guys sponsor this.
Yes. I know this looks like I should be singing right now.
But something.
It's definitely not a good.
No, it's not.
It's a good look for you. It's a good look for you. Break out a little something. Let me hear you sing. A little something.
No, I can't.
Nothing. All right. Let's drink a little karaoke. All right. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, will join us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on.
But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.